Kum Len Rablak Gemara. We are up to the end of Pedig Misha Hoya and Dav Tali Tesam and Aleph. We learned all the different scenarios where the lambs of the Korban Pesach got mixed up and how one should remedy the situation. The last thing we learned was that there were two people, each one had their own lamb, and their lambs got mixed up. And we were learning till now that you always need you cannot just walk away from your own lamb and join another lamb. You have to leave at least one person who was there from, you know, originally. So what do they do in this situation? So they take somebody off the street. Each one invites another guest. So now each lamb has two people, and then they divide themselves, and each group now is on both lambs. And then you make the same condition we said before, that, you know, if mine is mine, then, you know, you give up your rights to my lamb, and the new other person comes to my lamb, and so on. Says the Gemara, Shnayim Shanis Arvu Pischein. Three lines on the top of the page. And that's Tzadik Tesam Aleph. If two people had their lambs mixed up, now, we're going to have an argument, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need the original person to be. The original person was there from the moment of designation, should always remain on the lamb, at least one person. According to Rabbi Yosef, you don't need the original person, as long as there's one person left on the lamb. That doesn't matter if he was there originally or he joined later on, as long as there's one person left, it's all right. Now, our Mishnah said you invite somebody from the street, which means that person wasn't there originally, and yet you can still make this whole same deal. You know, we divide ourselves, one guy is on one lamb, and the guest that I invited is on the other lamb, and then we make the same condition. So it seems you don't need the original person, because if the other lamb happens to be mine, the only one that's on it is the new guy that I invited on. So it seems that our Mishnah doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. It says the Gemara, Lema Maslisin the Lake Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not conform with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, we learn the Braisa. It says in Pasuk, Ve'im yimat habayis mi Yosef. There's not enough people in her family to be here for the sheep. So he says over here, Melamed. So we learn from this Pasuk that Shemismat in Vehochen, you can reduce the number of people on a lamb as well. You can reduce the number of people you have on a lamb. At least one person from the original Chabura to still be there. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So you need an original person there for the moment of its designation. However, Rabbi Yosi says, as long as Shaloi Yanichu Esa Pesach Kemoshehu, as long as you have a person on it, doesn't have to be there from the original group, but as long as you have one person on it, that's good enough. So it seems that our Mishnah agreed to Rabbi Yosi rather than Rabbi Yehuda, because you called in a person off the street, and yet we're counting that this person is remaining on the lamb, and that's good enough. Om Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said no. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that says you cannot have one person on a lamb, because we should have more people. We want to make sure there's no noise and all that kind of reasons. So according to Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since when one person designated a lamb, he knew that he can't be on his own. He needed at least somebody else. It's as if he already appointed somebody else. So even though physically or practically speaking, he didn't appoint that other guy until 2 or 3 days later, it's as if you appointed him at the moment you appointed yourself. You designated that lamb yourself. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, also, the mission also fits in. I feel tame Rabbi Yehuda. Kivun Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein shoichtin as a pesach al yochid." You cannot have one individual on a lamb. So therefore, mi ikore la'amnuyi achrine b'hadekoi. As if from the beginning, he intended to have, he already pointed this other person. We just didn't know his name till a couple of days later. That other person that he nominated, person number two, is as if he's there from the beginning. Not person 3, 4, 5, but person number two. Proved in the Mishnah actually supports Rabbi Yehuda more than Rabbi Yosef. It says, if you have 5 groups of 5, 5, they have exactly the same thing. Now you need 5 groups of 5 people. So therefore we said then you have 5 lambs that all got mixed up. Each group divides themselves up, the 5 people, into the 5 lambs. And then we go through the same, you know, conversation that, you know, this lamb is mine, this lamb is yours, and so on. It seems only 5 groups of 5. In Avoshel Chamish Shavabola, if you have 5 groups, 4 have 5, and 1 group has 4, which means one of those people are not going to be, are not, you know, I'm going to leave one lamb with nobody on there. Even the Lav isn't it, Meshum Dulei Paish, Chad Mnei Chabur Abay. He doesn't have anybody from the original group still sitting there. What do you call it? So Shmam Nazarai, we need somebody left over from the original group. So therefore, because otherwise, have 4 groups of 5, 1 group of 4, and then that 1 group of 4 should then invite somebody from the street, and you'll have 5. Why does it originally have to be 5 groups of 5? Because in this case, once there's more than one, Rabbi Yehuda will say, look, if he didn't nominate the guy from the beginning, he's not nominated. So if you have 1 group that was only 4, they're going to be in trouble because they cannot invite somebody off the street because he wasn't there from the beginning. So one animal, they're not going to have anybody on, and maybe that punk, that animal, is their animal, and they, therefore they won't be yaitzen. The fact that the Mishnah says five groups of five, on the contrary, supports Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Hadin alach misha hayotame v'slikilu pesach sheni, and then underneath that you have a summary of all the laws of Pesach Sheni over here, Piskei Halachos. Now begins Arve Pesachim, and it's ironic, not ironic, it's Hashgacha Pratis, because 30 days before Pesach, you have to start learning the laws of Pesach. Even we've been doing it for the last 3 months or more. But over here, this mamish, these are all the laws of the Seder itself. Included in this are also the laws of Kiddush on Friday night. So this is a fascinating perek. So let's learn it. And since the blots are pretty small, maybe at least we should do Rashi. The Rashbams are long. If you notice over here, you have Rashi and you have Rashbam. Tois is usually called Rashbam. Maybe you didn't even see Rashi. But Rashi over here is a very... You can tell right away the difference between Rashi and Rashbam. Rashbam says many times the same thing as Rashi, but he has many more words to say the same things. You see how Rashi, every word was calculated. In fact, what he does say and what he doesn't say is the same thing. So let's go. In our Mishnah, even though the Perek is called Arve Pesachim, our Mishnah says Erev Pesachim. And we wonder, Erev is singular and Pesachim is plural. What's Erev Pesachim? The Tosafot says he prefers the Girsa of Arve, plural, Pesachim. You know, the evening of all this place, of all the Pesachs. But if it's Erev Pesachim, then it means the Erev, the night that you shecht the Kabbanah's Pesachim. That's why Pesachim is plural. Or Erev Pesachim means the Erev of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And that's why this Masecht is called Pesachim in plural as well. Either because it incorporates Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We learned the last few program all about Pesach Sheni. Or Pesachim is because in this Gemara, we had Gemara and practical dinim at home and then dinim of Kachim. So it's like two different Gemaras in one. Anyway, Erev Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, we want that you should be able to enjoy your Seder. So Samuch L'mincha. It says Samuch L'mincha. And we're going to say that it doesn't mean Mincha Ktana, it means Mincha Gedela. Other way around, sorry. It doesn't mean Mincha Gedela, it means Mincha Ktana. If you remember, Mincha Gedela is right midday, 12:30 or 12, different opinions in Rashi. And Mincha Ktana is 9.5 hours in the day. And Samuch L'mincha would mean a half an hour before that, which means the last quarter of the day, which means if the day is 12 hours, ends at 6, it means 3 o'clock. From 3 o'clock and onwards, Lo Yechal Adam, a person should not eat. Now, what do you mean he shouldn't eat? Bits and pieces you're allowed to eat. So what do you mean he shouldn't eat? Taste actually grapples with, what do you mean he shouldn't eat? Usually it means he shouldn't wash. But what can you eat at a Pesach? Obviously you can't eat chametz. But you can't eat matzah either. You're not allowed to eat matzah at a Pesach. It says whoever eats matzah at a Pesach is like he's having relations with his kala on the day of the chuppah. And in fact, there are many who say stuff in Shechesh Nissen, and our meaning is even from Purim. We don't eat any matzah. So what are we talking about here? So Taisa says we're talking about matzah ashira. Rich man's matzah. Matzah shir is when you have eggs, for example, mixed into the matzah. Since you're not yaitzeh the mitzvah of matzah with that, you cannot accuse me. You cannot accuse me of having relations with my fiance the day of the wedding when I'm never going to get married to this fiance because I won't eat matzah shira. You're not yaitzeh matzah shira for the seder. In fact, our minig is we don't eat matzah shira the whole yom tov unless you're a choyle or a zaken. We don't eat matzah shira because it can become chametz very, very quickly, even though may peris ain't machmitzin. But remember, you had a machlekes Rashi taste a long time ago what exactly it means. So, but that's what it is. You're talking about eating matzah shira. Bein atam this year when Pesach, according to some Rishonim, when Pesach fell out on Matzoi Shabbos, so he had to eat Shal Shudas, he would eat matzah shira. Other Rishonim say every Erev Pesach, he would eat matzah shira. Others say we're talking about matzah made out of rice. And anyway, so the famous discussion is, people who don't eat Mishim matzahs on Pesach, are they allowed to eat Mishim matzahs till Erev Pesach? Because let's say they don't eat Mishim matzah, they think that there's a problem of either matzah or maybe mechametz and so on. Will they also abstain from eating that matzah from Purim? Is it the taste of matzah that we worry about, or we're talking about something that you could be yaitzeh the mitzvah with? Which one is it? And it seems from reading the words of Rishonim, it comes up to different possible reasons. Anyway, so you don't eat that matzah right before mincha. We're talking about yidavon mincha ready. Otherwise, generally, you don't have a meal. We're talking about yidavon mincha ready. And yidavon mincha, nevertheless, treating matzah, so you should have an appetite. So the question is, we learned before that if somebody eats matzah from a goy, dough from a goy, you're allowed to eat it, but make sure that the last kazayis is correct. But we just said right now that you shouldn't eat anything before your kazayis and matzah, because you won't have an appetite and so on. So what do you mean you're eating a whole meal and we tell you continue eating the meal and just make sure the last kazayis is properly? So there's a difference between whether it's part of the meal or whether you're eating and closing a meal. Just like Bechlal eating Erev Shabbos, we say don't have a meal Erev Shabbos, that means don't start and finish a meal. Because when you but if you're starting a meal and you're Peiris Mapi going into the Shabbos, that isn't a problem. Even though you're eating before Shabbos, and the difference is two different reasons given in the Shonim. Either because when you're in the middle of the meal and you know you intend to go into Shabbos or go into Pesach here, you're going to be careful not to get too full so that you can eat your matzah properly. So that's the thing, because you'll be careful. Or because naturally, if it's part of the meal, your stomach, your system is still operating and going, you can continue eating. But once you finish a meal, even though you thought that you left room for more, once you finish a meal, an hour later, you sort of lose interest in eating again because you naturally, you feel full. So that's until when? Until nighttime. What do you have to say until nighttime? Just say don't eat at a mincha. Obviously, nighttime. So there's two fundamental answers given here in Tosfos, and this explains the different minhagim. You'll see many shuls on the late Friday, when Shabbos comes in very late, they bring in Shabbos early, and they go home, make kiddush, and have a meal. And there are others who wait for the right time to daven, and they don't eat their meal until it's dark. And these are two answers of Tosfos. Why does it stress over here, atcha techshach, until it gets dark time? And when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, we'll see, it says don't eat in the afternoon. Nowhere does it say, and wait till nighttime. So the Rima Kubil and Rabbeinu Chil, they both say, because on Friday night, you're allowed to bring in Shabbos early. It's a taste of Shabbos. You can bring in Shabbos early. Therefore, it doesn't say Atcha Techshach. When it comes to Pesach, you must wait until nighttime before you have the matzah. Why? Because by matzah, it says, Al matzah zimarei michlu, you should eat together the Korn Pesach. And the Korn Pesach, we know, you only can eat at night. So therefore, you have to wait until nighttime to start the meal. So the Shabbos, you can bring in early. And furthermore, yeah, so you can bring in early. So that's the difference in Shabbos and Pesach. And then there's a whole argument, what about Kiddush? Two reasons given as to why Kiddush on Pesach, like this year, Pesach is pretty late. Why Kiddush you should not make before it gets dark as well? Either because Kiddush is one of the four cups of wine, and the four cups of wine relate to the matzah and more if you have to wait till nighttime. Or the other reason is because ain't kiddush el makom sudah. You should only make kiddush when you can have a meal. And since you cannot have a meal until it's night, how can you have your kiddush earlier? So these are two different. And the nafkah minim between these two reasons are what happens on Sukkos. Because it says Sukkos is exactly like Pesach, that you're not allowed to start your Sukkos meal Friday, the first night of Sukkos before nighttime. What about making kiddush? Can you start that before nighttime or not? And they want to make a difference which reason it is. However, the other answer, Rabbein Yehuda argues, he says on Friday night you're not allowed to bring in early either. He said there's no difference between Shabbos and Pesach, you're not allowed to bring in early. And therefore, on Friday night, I don't care when you have a ma'ariv, you have to wait until it gets dark before you make Kiddush, says Rabbi Yehuda. So how come by Pesach it stresses wait till dark, and by Friday night it doesn't have to? So Friday night it's a given. Since it's a mitzvah to eat, of course you have to wait till dark. However, when it comes to Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is brought during the day, we would have thought you can start eating straight away. That's why the Mishnah says, no, you got to wait until it's dark. Then the Mishnah continues, Afilu oni shebi Yisrael, even a poor man amongst the Yidden, lo yechol shouldn't eat, even a poor person shouldn't eat. And now there's two ways of learning the Mishnah. Either full stop over here, that means even a poor person shouldn't eat at a Pesach, even though they're very hungry. Or we read further, Ad sheyetzev, it's a new din. Even a poor person has to sit behesedah. And you might think a poor person is different for two reasons, as the Rishonim say. Either a poor person is not accustomed to recline anytime, so why should he recline at Pesach? And plus, when he does recline, a rich person reclines on sofas and pillows, and a poor person will lean on his chair or on somebody's knee. So that's called reclining. And nevertheless, he has to recline. Then the Mishnah continues, V'lo yifchasu loy, you shouldn't give less to him, ma'arba koisa shel yayin. That a poor person, or the Rashbam said, when it says lo yifchasu loy, it means that the tzedakah, the people who are distributing the tzedakah, should make sure that they give him the four cups of wine. And according to Rashbam, what's the chiddush? And this is a big, big deal over here. Because it's a general question. If somebody cannot afford to put it cannot afford to buy themselves tefillin, are they chayiv to borrow money to buy tefillin, or are they exempt? So we'll call them an onus. that they can't help it, they can't buy the mitzvahs. But are they mechuyev to go collect tzedakah? Are you mechuyev to put yourself in a situation to be able to do the mitzvahs? But if you can't afford it, what happens then? And the Mishnah Berurah in Tov Reish Levavav says you're potter. And there's two ways, and you don't have to, and there's no chiv on me giving you tzedakah so you can buy yourself a pair of tefillin. So there's two ways of understanding that. Is it because I have no mitzvah tzedakah to give you a tefillin, therefore you have no mitzvah tefillin, because how are you supposed to do it? Or the other way around, because you have no mitzvah tefillin because you cannot afford it, if I have no mitzvah, I give you the tzedakah for it, since you don't have a mitzvah. Okay, and the difference is when we say that the person does not have to put on tefillin because he has no money, is the pshat that he has no mitzvah? The pshat is he has a mitzvah, but it's not his fault. Because if he has a mitzvah, then we should help him out. If as a result of that he has no mitzvah, then what? There's no inyan helping out. But over here, when it comes to Arba Kaisers, we say that yes, go out of your way, make sure that you provide for his mitzvah. Because this is Pesum Minisa. Others say he's talking about the poor person himself. That the poor person himself has to sell his clothes off his back in order to have the Arba Kaisers. The Arba Kaisers, and the Rambam says also, Chanukah are the two mitzvahs that a person has to sell everything they have in order to make sure they have this mitzvah. And it says over here, Loi. So Tosfos has a whole discussion here. When it comes to Arba Kaisers, who has to drink the four cups of wine? Just the person running the Seder? Or everybody around the table? The fact that it says, Leivchosu Loi, you make sure he has, doesn't say give it for his family, it's for him. Tosfos wants to perhaps say that only one has the mitzvah of drinking the Arba Kaisers is the one who's running the Seder. And the rest have to just listen. And he gives them a little bit of his wine. But then Tosfos has a discussion back and forth, and he concludes he wants it should be machmeh that every single person around the table should have their own four cups, and their own, and they shouldn't be pogum; it should be proper four cups of wine, and which is what we do today. Then he says vafilu mina tamchu, that even if this poor person is so poor, even if the person is so poor that he has to, there's two kinds of tzedakah. The normal tzedakah is you give a person 14 meals for a week. Tamchu is somebody who is so poor, so destitute, doesn't have food for anything. There's a soup kitchen, and he goes in, he gets his ready-made food for two meals. If this person is so poor that he's on the bread line, that he has to get his meals, even so, he has to be provided for the four kaisers, or he has to go make sure that he has four kaisers himself. And goes further, that if this person will spend his money, if this person will spend his money in Arba Kaisers, it will take him down the heap, the scrap heap, and he will now join the Tamchu people rather than being just the Dukkah people. So be it. So be it. Right, and says the Gemara. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my idiot Arab Pesach, why do you tell us only Erev Pesach? Now, what is the reason, by the way, why you shouldn't eat Erev Pesach? So Rashi says, and the Rashbam, because we hidur mitzvah. The hidur mitzvah is we want you to enjoy the matzah. It's a hidur mitzvah. Other Rishonim say that no, not because of hidur mitzvah. We're scared you're going to be full. And then when you eat the matzah, it'll be an achila gasa. That means you'll be full and you won't be fulfilling the mitzvah matzah. It's not just a hidur mitzvah. We are worried that you won't enjoy the matzah. If you don't enjoy the matzah and you're full, you're stuffed, then you have achila gasa. It's not called achila. On Yom Kippur, if you eat achila gasa, you're not chayiv. If a person eats a kohen's truma, he gets punished and plus he has to pay a penalty. But if he eats when he's stuffed, it's not called eating. So he doesn't get killed for all that. He just is a mazik. Achila gatz is not called eating, and therefore we want to make sure that even though you have to be full when you eat the kohen pesach and all that, we want to make sure that you're not stuffed. Otherwise, you won't be yotze, not just a hidden mitzvah. Says the Gemara, my idea, why do you say Arab Pesachim? Why talk about Erev Pesach and say don't eat every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov? You're not supposed to eat in the afternoon. Like this whole discussion we had this year, Purim, which is all based on this Gemara right here, this today and tomorrow. The Tanya will learn the Braisa. Lo yoichal odom be'arve Shabbosos, the Yomim Tovim, a person should not eat Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, min ha-mincha l'mayla, from mincha onwards. Why? Kedei she'yichonis l'Shabbos kishu taiva. We want you to enter Shabbos when you are hungry, so that you will enjoy your Shabbos meal. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Now here it says, from mincha l'mayla. Note in our Mishnah it says samach l'mincha. But at this stage the Gemara thinks mincha and samach l'mincha are the same thing. And therefore when Ami says samach l'mincha means a half an hour before, even though the Brai says mincha, it wasn't so pedantic, it means a half an hour before as well. So every Friday afternoon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat a meal. Why does the Mishnah say Erev Pesach? Rabbi Yossi says, oichel v'hoichel ad shetech. Rabbi Yossi says you can start your Friday meal late afternoon, no problem. So obviously our Mishnah must be Rabbi Yossi who says that right now the Gemara thinks our Mishnah doesn't go to anybody. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right now the Gemara doesn't see a difference between Pesach and Shabbos. It's like any other Yom Tov. So our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat in the afternoon. Our Mishnah says only Pesach. Can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to eat every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov all the way to Friday night. Can't be our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Pesach have to stop. Amar Rav Huna says, Lloyd, no, Tzricha. I'll tell you what we're talking about. El Rabbi Yosi. El Tzricha Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah is referring to Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah, the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. You're right. Every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to start a meal all the way up to going to Shabbos, but not Erev Pesach. Why? The Amar who says, Oichul v'hoylech ad shetechshach, you can eat until Shabbos and Yom Tov kicks in. Hani mili ba'arve Shabbos v'yamim tovim. That's talking about a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Avo be'erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach, chiyuva de matzah meider, because matzah there's a chiyuv, they're meider, that because the chiyuva matzah, there's meider, don't need, we want you to enjoy the matzah, not to be chiyuva gasa. Very problematic, because Friday night you have a mitzvah also to eat a meal. You have a mitzvah, karos le Shabbos, only to eat a meal. So they will answer that the mitzvah of Shabbos to eat a meal is only from the Tanakh, the karos le Shabbos einig. And therefore, we'll say we don't have to worry about these precautions. But when it comes to matzah, which is the chiv and the teder, we are worried. But that's problematic because first of all, Rabbeinu Yonah and many others hold eating challah Friday night is a mitzvah of the teder. Just like you have mitzvah eating matzah on Pesach, you have a mitzvah eating challah every Friday night. Others hold that the meals are mahat teder. So what's the difference? Why would Rabbi Yosi say at a Pesach you have to make sure you have an appetite, and during the rest of Erev Shabbos and Yom Kippur, he doesn't care? Why not? There's a mitzvah of the teder as well. The difference is, it says in one of the Rishonim as follows. He says like this. He says, on Shabbos, the main thing, doesn't know what to say you have to eat. It says, Karosh al Shabbos oinig. And we learned, what happens if you, let's say you had a tainus chol, you had a nightmare. We say, don't eat, because now your pleasure will be not eating. What happens if you don't enjoy eating? Your pleasure is not to eat. Then you don't have to eat. So therefore, on Friday afternoon, you can do whatever you want. When it comes Friday night, if you're in the mood of eating, then you have a mitzvah in the Torah to eat. But if your einig at that time is not to eat, then it doesn't matter. And in fact, he says, that is actually the argument of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. But when it comes to matzah on Pesach, it's not a question of whether you're in the mood or not in the mood. It's mandatory to eat matzah, but erev toichu matzah, you have no choice. So it goes like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds, since it's a mitzvah in the Torah to wash every Friday night, you have to be smart about it. So Friday afternoon, stop eating. Rabbi Yosi says that no, you don't have to be smart about it as much as you want Friday. It comes Friday night. If you're hungry, there's a mitzvah Torah to wash. But if your earning is not to eat, so don't eat. But when it comes to Pesach by night, because it's mandatory to eat matzah, Rabbi says, and I agree. When it's a chiv, you can't get out of it, you can't wiggle your way out of it. And on the contrary, I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. You have to be careful, and to avoid any problems, don't start your meal. So our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. That's what he wants to say. That's Rabbi Huna. Comes on a papa says, no, I'd rather reconcile the Mishnah and go according to everybody. There's even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there'll be a difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach. And what is that difference? I feel tame Rabbi Yehuda. Hasan Babish Bad Yom Tevi Minam Minchel Ma'ilu Dasir. Remember, what does the Braisa say from Minchen onwards? What does our Mishnah say? Samuch L'Minchen. And I'm going to tell you that the Braisa was very meticulous in this language. When the Braisa said that on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tevi you have to stop, Minchen means from 3:30, from 9.5 hours in the day. That's when you have to stop. But Erev Pesach, we need that extra half an hour from 9. Why? Because it's stricter Erev Pesach than Erev Shabbos. And it's not clear exactly why. But Erev Pesach, even Samluch Mincha forbidden. Okay, that's how the Pope wants to answer. The Gemara is going to reject it in a minute, as the Gemara will say. Over Erev Shabbos, so you're telling me, you're making a difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach. You're telling me Erev Pesach, it kicks in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 9 hours. And Erev Shabbos, it's 3:30, is that right? Over Erev Shabbos, Samuch L'Mincha Shari, you want to tell me that Erev Shabbos, 3 o'clock is permitted, it's only 3:30 when you're forbidden it. But Tanya will let Nebrai say clearly, Lo Yechal Odom be'erev Shabbos as we am trying, a person should not eat Erev Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mitesha Shosel Maile, from 3 o'clock and onwards. It says clearly that even Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it starts at 3 o'clock. So what's the difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach? Enter Shabbos when he's hungry. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi says, Oichel v'hoichel achetech, you continue eating until nighttime. So how can a papa say that there's a big difference between Mincha and Samach L'Mincha and Erev Shabbos that only starts from Mincha? The Braisa clearly says that even Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, starts from Samach L'Mincha. Omer Mazut Mazutra, Man Leimelon, who told you the Mitaratztihi? Who told you that the wording of the Braisa is accurate? Remember, Mishnah, everybody had to memorize it in order to be an Amora, so they learned it well. But it comes to Braises, and only a few people knew it. Maybe the person who memorized it inaccurately. When he says, the Braises says, Mitesha Shos, maybe it actually wasn't Mitesha Shos, 9.5. He just didn't correct it. Dimla Shabashti, maybe it's a mistake. Omele Merema, Merema said, it's not a mistake. Could be tame if you want. Rabbi Eima said, Ano Ikloi, I once came to visit Lepirkei de Rav Pinchas. I went to visit the yeshiva of Rav Pinchas, Bereya de Rav Ami, the son of Rav Ami. The Kamtana, one of the students, stood up, Vitoni Kamei, and learned this braisa verbatim in front of Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Ami, who obviously was a noted authority, learned the braisa exactly the way we learned here, that it's 9 hours, v'kibla minei, and he accepted that that's the accurate version of the braisa. So we got a problem. How could a papa answer that the difference between Erev Pesach is that it starts at 3 o'clock and Erev Shabbos at 3:30, when the braisa clearly says, the second braisa says clearly that it starts at 3 o'clock? Yehochi Kashis, so how can you ask a question of papa? Mostly right. Ella, you're 100% right. Ella Machvarta, it's much more clearer to follow Rav Huna's answer and ignore that papa. What's Rav Huna's answer? The author of our mitzvah, Rav Yasi, every Erev Shabbos you can eat up to the night, and only at a Pesach is different because it's mandatory to eat zechim, not toilet to eat matzah, and therefore we want you to have an appetite. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna minicha, even according to Rav Huna, you think his answer is a good answer? But Amar Rabbi Yimya, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yimya, what's the name of Rabbi Yechon? And the following. Vitema others say, Amar Rabbi Avuhu Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanina, Rabbi Avuhu said the name of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. He said the following two words. Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda comes erev Pesach, which means that you're not allowed to eat, a meal erev Pesach all the way to nighttime. But the halacha ke Rabbi Yosef be'erev Shabbos. The halach is like Rabbi Yosi be'erev Shabbos. In other words, the wording here sounds like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi make absolutely no distinction between erev Pesach, erev Sukkot, erev Shabbos. Always the same. Rabbi Yehuda says never eat. Rabbi Yosi says always eat. So he says the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to erev Pesach, no have a meal, and the halach Rabbi Yosi when it comes to erev Shabbos, you can eat all the way till nighttime. That's what it seems. The fact that you're telling me that the halach is Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, McClouds clear the polig Rabbi Yosi b'tavayu. It's clear that Rabbi Yosi argues in all instances, and so Rabbi Yehuda. But we, a third party, we're going to rule sometimes like Rabbi Yosi, sometimes like Rabbi Yehuda. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems to make a distinction between Pesach and the rest. Who is that? It's not Rabbi Yehuda, nor is it Rabbi Yosi. Says Gemara, Lo, you misread it. Rabbi Huna is correct. Rabbi Yosi agrees when it comes to Pesach, don't start a meal. They're only arguing Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, but Pesach he agrees, and the author of Amish Rabbi Yosi. So what does it mean over here when Rabbi Yimi said the name Rabbi Yechanan, that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, or the halach is like Rabbi Yosi, you know, Rabbi Yosi Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Erev Pesach? Saying, well, you misunderstood. The halach, not that talking, there's two scenarios. One is starting a meal. If you're allowed to start a meal. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to start a meal, he says you're allowed to start a meal. Another argument is, what about if you started a meal before 3 o'clock, you start a meal when you're allowed to, and now the meal is continuing into Shabbos, do you have to stop as soon as Shabbos comes in, or can you continue? Whenever you finish, you'll bring Shabbos and then you'll make a kiddush then. What happens then? So they're also arguing not only in starting, but also in stopping. So Rabbi Yosi says that, of course you don't have to stop your meal. You're allowed to even start a meal. According to Rabbi Yosi, you're allowed to start a meal an hour before Shabbos. No problem. Of course you're not going to stop on a normal Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to start a meal. Of course you have to. And if you did start, even if you started before 3 o'clock, when you're allowed to, 2:30 you started, which I say allowed to, but come 6 o'clock, and now it's Shabbos, you must bench and stop your meal. Not Poydus Mapa. You must bench, end your meal, and then you start a whole new thing. Poydus Mapa will soon see means you're continuing. This is not Poydus Mapa. This is benching, and then you're moving on. So the Gemara, Loi, no. Halacha miklal de pligi behaf sukkah. You know what they're arguing? They're arguing where they have to stop. The time we learned, mafsikin l'shabbos, you the whole, that even though you started when you, let's say, 2:30, you're allowed to, when it comes 6 o'clock, you must stop. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain't mafsikin. Now, what does that have to do with Erev Pesach? We're talking about not Erev Pesach, and we're saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Erev Pesach, that not only you're not allowed to start, everyone agrees, and Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to, what are we saying? The Gemara is saying, Rav Huna is correct. When it comes to Erev Pesach, everyone holds you're not allowed to start a meal then. But it is an argument, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, whether if you started when you were allowed to, let's say 2:30, whether you have to stop. Rabbi Yehuda says, of course you have to stop 6 o'clock. And Rabbi Yosi says, if you started when you were permitted, you don't have to stop at all when it comes 6 o'clock. How do you know that now? How does the Gemara know they're arguing regarding Erev Pesach here at all? Because there's no point in arguing a Shabbos. If Rabbi Yosi holds you allowed to start a meal, I need to tell you you don't have to stop. Of course not. If he holds you allowed to start a meal now for Shabbos and go into Shabbos, what do you tell me? You don't have, if you start at 2:30, you don't have to stop. Of course not. So it must be talking about Erev Pesach when Rabbi Yossi is made, you're not allowed to start a meal. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi is saying that you're not allowed to start a meal, but if you start it, there's man heter, continue into Pesach. And now, how can Rabbi Yossi say continue into Pesach? Or continue into Shabbos? And then you bench, and then what happens? So you're going to make Kiddush after. Rabbi Yossi holds, don't have to stop, right? Friday, you start to 30, continue into the Shabbos, and then finish your meal, whatever time you finish, 10 o'clock at night, you bench, and then you make Kiddush, and where's your meal for Shabbos? Where's your Shabbos meal? So the Tesis explains that Rabbi Yossi holds that since the Kiddush is right after the meal, the Kiddush is connected to the meal. The Haraya, if you bench 10 o'clock at night, you're going to say Ritzei, even though you started the meal in the afternoon before Shabbos, and you went into Shabbos, when it comes to benching, you say Ritzei, which means part of the meal was Shabbos dik. So the Kiddush goes back to the meal you just had. You don't have to have the meal afterwards. Now, when it comes to Pesach, if Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to stop, it means you have a meal. Pesach starts 6 o'clock. You started eating at 2:30, and you're continuing till 9 o'clock, and you bench. Where your Abba Kaisis? The first cup you're going to drink after benching is your Kaisis Birchas Amos. Remember, four cups. One cup is benching. The next cup will be Kiddush. The next cup will be, Tesis says, will be your for your Haggadah, and the last cup will be Hallel. That means you don't even have to eat matzah, because Tesis holds you don't have to eat in sequence. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the matzah you ate during the meal, because once, you know, of course, you're not allowed to eat, and once Pesach came in, you ate matzah. Even though you didn't make Kiddush yet, you didn't have Arba Kaisis, the matzah you had during the meal was your matzah for Pesach. Your cups are out of sequence, and that's good enough. Says about it further. So the talk about Mavsikin. Umaisa, there's a story. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, these three, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the two argued about an Erev Pesach, whether you have to stop, and on Friday, whether you can start, and surely whether you have to stop. You don't hold stop. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to stop, you can start. So all three of them, and Ashbag was sitting there in Aku, the Kiddush Alei Mayim. They must have started at 2:30, so Rabbi Huda was part of the meal. He wouldn't have participated. So they started in Lautun, they Fabrengd, and now suddenly it's 6 o'clock, it's Shabbos. You know what? Let's do the right thing. Berebi, you are the Godel Hador. This Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta, as Rashbam says, who's the Godel Hador, and he says, Berebi, you great man, maybe let's do the right thing, accommodate Rabbi Yehuda, even though you say you can continue into Shabbos, let's end the meal here, let's bench, to accommodate Rabbi Yehuda, because he holds you have to stop. Let's accommodate Rabbi Yehuda, our friend. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yossi got incensed. He said, "Chol yom b'yom ato mechabed devorai lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. Every single day you treat my words more chashivah, Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, you just call me Berebi, and you always rule like me. And you want me to succumb to Rabbi Yehuda and to bench now? Ba'achshav ato mechabed divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. You want to endear the words of Rabbi Yehuda in front of me? Hagam lichvoish is a malki imi babayis. These are the words Achashverosh used when he found Haman on Esther's bed. He says, you want to conquer my queen while I'm standing in the house? You want, while I'm sitting here, to follow Rabbi Yehuda? Amalei. So then Rabbi Shimon said, fine. So Shimon said, loy nafsik. Then know what? We should not stop the meal. Because you actually have a point. Because maybe the Talmidim will see that we're following Rabbi Yehuda, and they'll walk around saying, the Yikvu halacha the Daidus. They'll say, Rabbi Yossi was there, Shmuel was there, and they all followed Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Amru, they said, loizazu misham. They didn't budge from there. Achikavu halacha Rabbi Yossi. It was declared, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you don't have to stop the meal, you can continue. And so on. So Rabbi Huna is right that our mission, the author of Mishnah, Rabbi Yehi, said that even Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to eat in the afternoon, but when it comes to Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to start a meal Erev Pesach. So it's a big machlokes showing him what the din is every Erev Shabbos, if you're allowed to start a meal Erev Shabbos or not after 39 hours. We're machmir like those who are showing him that say you should not start a meal after the ninth hour, unless it's you should not start any meal, even if you have a habit of eating a meal all throughout the week. And even a sort of mitzvah, you should make sure you start before the 10th hour, before the beginning of the 10th hour, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Even though the simple reading now Gemara is that L'chayri Yivlah start a meal every Erev Shabbos, anytime you want, regardless. So we'll continue about this Peres Map and all that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.